And when it did progress, where was the progression and did she have symptoms?
When she progressed, she actually had more numerous liver metastases. She did not have any symptoms related to the metastatic disease, but she had more fatigue, which you could argue could that had been from the cumulative chemotherapy dosing down the line versus the cancer. She did not have increasing pain, but she did have more fatigue when the cancer progressed.
So at that point, what were some of the options that you thought about or discussed with her?
So at that point, again, we do have an FDA-approved second-line therapy, which is the nanoliposomal irinotecan plus 5-fluorouracil. Depending on how much neuropathy patients have, another second-line therapy option is oxaliplatin with fluorouracil. Patients have also been on capecitabine single agent as a second line in the past. There are also reports of using FOLFIRINOX as well in second line. Again, these are all options, and there are some studies out there that looked at FOLFIRI. So unfortunately, no second line studies really compared FOLFOX versus FOLFIRI versus NALIRI 5-FU. So we have little data to support one regimen versus the other. But in general, what we have seen in our MPACT study, second line treated patients published a few years ago, was that if you offer a patient a doublet chemotherapy versus a monotherapy, a single agent, they actually tend to do better. So my recommendation for this patient was actually to try the liposomal irinotecan 5-FU, given it is an FDA-approved indication.
And what happened?
The patient actually did not respond to the treatment. She progressed after 2 months on the NALIRI plus 5-FU therapy. And for her third line therapy, we enrolled her into a clinical trial. And the clinical trial was using a CDK4/6 inhibitor in the third line setting.
That's really interesting. Before I talk about that, just to go back a little bit about second line therapy, can you talk about some of the key data sets and data points that we have in the second line setting, particularly in terms of NALIRI 5-FU and what your vision is for what the advantage is over standard formulations of irinotecan?
That's a very important question, Neil. And when we look at all the second line therapies in pancreatic cancer, whether it is with second line gemcitabine nab-paclitaxel, FOLFOX, FOLFIRI, NALIRI 5-FU, we actually see a very consistent trend, which is a progression-free survival of about 3 months in second line and an overall survival of about 6 months in second line. And I personally cannot tell you for sure if the NALIRI 5-FU is clearly superior to FOLFIRI. In fact, many institutions out there don't even have NALIRI on their formulary. And people argue that it may actually not be superior to FOLFIRI. And I don't have an answer for you.